the Haynesboro sees a drop in revenue in 2020, and Skagway residents confront the borough assembly about the departure of former police chief Ray Leggett. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. We have a correction to a story that aired on Friday. KHNS incorrectly reported that Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium would no longer offer free asymptomatic COVID-19 testing to Haynes residents on the weekends. SEARCH will continue to offer asymptomatic testing in Haynes through the end of the year. According to SEARCH Haynes Health Center Director Stephanie Pattison, SEARCH is ending asymptomatic testing in Juneau and Sitka, but clinics in smaller communities will continue to offer weekend testing. KHNS regrets the error. Skagway's Assembly adopts the 2030 Comprehensive Plan, and the borough takes heat for the police chief's resignation. KHNS's Claire Stremple has your Skagway Borough Assembly meeting recap.
Two new Assembly members were seated at the dais on Thursday night, Reba Hilton and Sam Bass. The Assembly adopted the Planning and Zoning Committee's 2030 Comprehensive Plan. The document is a 10-year roadmap to development in Skagway. It was conceived with community input through surveys, public meetings, and outreach. Mayor Andrew Cremata addressed the meeting with a 2021 cruise season report. He painted a stark picture of what the next season may bring and detailed the numerous challenges set before the community.
And we're going to have to roll all of this out and have it all ready to go in a little less than 6 months. So we got a good head start. It sounds like a daunting task, but I feel like we're up to the challenge.
A number of residents attended to speak out in support of former police chief Ray Leggett, who resigned abruptly last month. He says that was at the request of the borough. Some residents spoke in favor of Leggett's character and pedigree. Others questioned the borough's management of his departure. Many called on the Assembly to act. Assemblymember Orion Hansen said personnel management is not among the Assembly's responsibilities, and the borough has a duty to keep those matters confidential.
I don't know that the process was not followed. I do think for there to be any transparency, though, it has to be where Ray Leggett allows his personnel file to be aired out in the public, and that's permission from him. And if he doesn't want to do that, it's sealed. We don't talk about it. We don't know about it. It's not something that's our purview.
The Assembly also approved a total of more than $30,000 in community grant funding to Lynn Connell Broadcasting to support KHNS's programming and administration. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Stremple.
The Haynesboro has seen a dramatic drop in revenue this year, according to the borough's chief fiscal officer. Sales tax revenue from January to August of this year was 31% lower than it was in 2019. That's a drop of over $700,000. Other sources of funding for the borough decreased as well. Revenue from raw fish taxes dropped by $125,000 in fiscal year 2020. The elimination of state funding to reimburse the cost of the Haynes School bond has had a significant impact on borough finances. In a memo, Chief Fiscal Officer Gila Stewart wrote that property tax revenue was diverted from the general fund for the 2020 bond payment. That left property tax revenue down 20% compared to last year. But Haynes voters recently approved an initiative to draw $450,000 from the borough's permanent fund to offset the impact of the loss of the state's school bond debt reimbursement. The permanent fund is a savings account that holds and invests income generated by borough land sales. Despite the drops in revenue in 2020, the borough's deficit for the fiscal year that ended in July was less than expected. The borough had anticipated a deficit of $436,000 in its FY 2020 budget. It turned out to be $181,000. The Alaska Superintendents Association recently recognized Skagway School Board President John Hischer for his service to the district and the community at large. The Alaska Superintendents Association created the McKinnon Educational Excellence and Human Recognition Award in 1985 to honor school board members for their contributions to their communities. This year, Skagway School Superintendent Josh Coffrin nominated School Board President John Hischer for the award.
He's got a ton of empathy, a lot of intelligence, and just an altruistic nature that really, when you put all that together, is just a fantastic representative on the school board. And I'm just so happy that he's been willing to do it for so long. It's been great.
Hischer has served on the school board for the past 9 years. He says he first got involved because he had two daughters who would be attending the school, but he's also a firm proponent of public education. Hischer is proud of what the school's administration has been able to accomplish in the past few years, particularly when it comes to early learning.
We've done a lot of early literacy events where we had people from the community reading books to the kids, and then we talk about brain development with the parents, and then just really strengthening the preschool program during my time on the board, where we have a full-time 4-year-old preschool teacher and then a 3-year-old preschool teacher. I think you can tell when the kids leave preschool, then they go right next door, they go to kindergarten, just how well prepared they are for school.
Hischer's service to the community goes beyond the school board. He works as a behavioral health specialist at the local clinic and shares his expertise by offering counseling services and mental health training to the school and other local organizations. He has also coached intramural basketball at the school. Hischer says that he is just one among many residents who contribute to the well-being of the community.
You know, like in a small community, everyone needs to step up, and everyone does so much in this town. And this is just, my way of, offering some service.
Hischer will receive a plaque and be recognized for his contributions during the next Alaska Superintendents Association meeting. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.